Right. We're in the big city here, and let's try to cover some more bases so that we can You realize that the Shabbos we've been speaking about have many, many forms. The case we spoke about a city where they demand that one person be given up. And we have from the Rambam, Machlokes yesterday to the Rambam and the Ramah, if there's a head that gives somebody up or not. And this is the delightful Shiloh in philosophy books. We have 10 people in a lifeboat, but the lifeboat's only made, there's only designed for less. The boat's gonna crack, split, and everyone's gonna drown. And if you take one person, throw them off the boat, maybe two people, so then the remaining 8 or 9 people are gonna be able to survive. It's exactly the same need dying that we're discussing, the same thing as the boat. Is it exactly the same? What? Regular people. So it is the same. So it's the same as the case the guy comes to a city. They say give up one person, and if we kill, and we'll kill him, and we won't kill everybody. So if they say give up one person, they don't say who did not want to give up a nefesh. If they designate one person, then you're allowed to. So in this case, it's a lifeboat. It's the stomach. The stomach's not sure if it designate anybody.
Somebody will say,
"Don't
be the one to."
Terrible. No question. In this case, there's no question. No, that's for sure. One person can give his nefesh to save many others. That's the Haruge Wood, the Gemara says. Haruge Wood, where the city of Luz was threatened, and two people gave themselves up to save the whole city. So, yeah. Not only is Mutter, the Gemara called, Gemara says that they're in a high madrega, that's what they themselves want. They're going to be killed anyway, like if they gave themselves up to save the rest of the rabbi. But to kill one person, that isn't even worse. The lifeboat case, you're actually killing somebody via dying. You're not just giving him to the guy. The guy's not going to kill him, but you're not killing via dying. It's totally in the same way. Now, what the Michas Chinuch says, and this is Reish Tzadik Vav, is that if one of the people in the city or in the lifeboat, one of the people is a treifa, somebody who has a condition which doesn't allow him to live for 12 months, so you're allowed to give up the treifa to death to save everybody else. Even if he was not designated. Even if it wasn't designated. So this won't even be. The Chiddush is saying with the Alma that if one person's a treif, you're allowed to do it. How do you know? My heart is. How do you know the dam of the treif is anything less than the dam of everyone else? So he says, the Chiddush says, what do you mean, my heart? The Torah says that a treif is less. The Torah, we learn out of a pasuk that if somebody kills a treif, or a tzeh, who kills a treif, doesn't get nisa. So obviously, the nefesh of a treifa is somehow less than the nefesh of a healthy person. The Torah is telling us that dumadidach so sumuk fei. So the Torah is telling us dumadidach so sumuk fei that we can rely that a treifa is not the blood is not as red as anybody else's. You're allowed to give up the treifa to save other people. What? Presumably, I guess as well, yes, that's what the Shabbat comes up. Treif is not interested in giving up his mind. Rebbe argues the Michas Chinuch. Rebbe Yehuda says that it's not true. I mean, what if it's true is you have Chi Maisu Treifa to save regular people? He says the Blush of Bignia. Certainly not. Why should this not like us be Tali in? It should be Tali again. In yesterday's discussion of the Rambam and the Ramach and the Kesef Mishnah and Taisus and Rav Chaim, the whole other tzadim that we started to outline here on the board. There are two tzadim. One tzadim is that the rules depend on the svara of my chassis. And any time you could say my cousin doesn't apply, it's an exception, which was the shita of the Ramach and the way Rav Chaim was playing Taisus. And the Raman shita was that it's across the board. Yahar Lutzichas, Yahar Vayavar, no matter what. So this Machlaikis would seem, at least, to be another Nafkamina here between a fourth Nafkamina between the two Mahalchim. The Rambam will say, like the Pesach Mishnah says, that once we are kaveh adin of leisirtzach is yahar vayavar, then it's across the board, no matter what it's yahar vayavar.
When you say it's perishing
teref,
kill
treifa,
the Rambam says
treifa is
less than
you. Teref says if you kill, you're not kill treifa, but if you kill him, you don't get misa. So it's less. But the whole Rambam sheet is, it doesn't matter if it's less. Even if it's 101 against 1, the Rambam says you can't do it. So the which thing with the Rambam sheet and then treifa. So treifa is a fourth nafkamina. There is another topic. That's the topic of aborting a fetus to save the mother's life. When you have a isha mu'beres, a woman who's pregnant, and she's carrying a child up there, it's already the ninth month, and the child is viable, and the child will be able to live. But the child is endangering the mother's life. Isha mekasha leila. A woman who's having difficulty during labor. So there's a mishnah, the last mishnah in the end of the seventh parak of Mishnayis Arlais. Mishnayis Arlais is in the first parak of Paris. And the mishnah says the following, makes the following chiddush. It says, Isha mekasha leila. It says that you're allowed to kill, that you're allowed to kill the uber to save the mother. However, that's the ratio. The ratio is you kill the uber to save the mother's life. Aval, the Sefer Mishnah says, Yatza, Ruh, Rosh Yorubai, the baby already stuck out its head out of the mother's womb, or right of its body, if it's coming out the other direction, then it's right of its body. So then, you don't do anything. Ein Daisha Nefesh, but Nei Nefesh. You don't kill the baby to save the mother. Let nature take its course, whoever survives, survives, whoever doesn't. That's the difference between the ratio and the sefer. So the ratio says that you kill a uber to save the mother, and the sefer says that if the child is not an uber anymore, he's already stuck out his head, so then you don't kill the child, and whatever happens, happens. Ain't dyke a nefesh with being nefesh. We can't pick one nefesh over another. So the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Dafayim Beis Yisakasha, that in the Seifa, why don't we say that the baby is a raidus? The baby is a raidus. He's causing his mother sakana. And let's kill the baby because of the din of raidus, which we had in our Gemara, that Eima Shiala, we learn out that if somebody's raidus, if there's someone to kill them, he killed the raidus. Why? But his metzias is endangering the mother. What way? Okay, so that might be the I'll tell you the words of the teretz. You certainly can learn that. The Gemara answers, Mishamaya hu dekarat filai. Mishamayim right of the mother. The baby's not doing anything. The baby's behaving the way normal babies behave. At the end of the night. Shemayim with the Korat Bilay, it's nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set things up for whatever reason. And Shemayim is right, it's not the Omer, not the baby that's right. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that, so how would you learn the Gemara? What does it seem to be? Why the ratio? Why do you kill the baby?
It's not born yet.
What?
It's not born yet. I consider it a nefesh.
Good. Right? One second. Hold on. Just well, what's the reason? What's the reason, the ratio, that you would kill the baby? If you say the Shemayah is a karate, the baby's not a rapist. So why in the ratio do you kill the baby? Because? So the what Rav Chidaida says, the Zagai son, the Mishnah is that in the ratio, it's also Mishamayah, the karate, right? It's not a nefesh gomorrah. Over in the mother's womb, that's not a full nefesh. You're not allowed to kill an over in the mother's womb. It's a tyrant. But after he came, it's not a full nefesh. If someone kills an over, it's not chayav nisa. He pays money, right? Not for yishahara. You pay money. You don't pay the flashes. So a baby in the mother's womb, although it's offered to kill a baby in the mother's womb, but it's not a nefesh gomorrah. That's challenged. Now, right away, the way it should work out, what we're saying is we put trefa over here, right? We said that a trefa is the fourth nafkamina, right?
So we have here 1, 2, 3, 4 trefa. So we're saying, according to the Rambam, it would be according to the Rambam. So you have a Yahavar, right? It's offered to kill him. Okay, it's offered to kill the traitor, right? Which is the sheep of the Rabbi Yehuda. And here, according to the Yisrael, it should be Mutter, right? To kill the traitor. Why? Because it's not a match, right? Now what should come out? This is followed by Uber, that the Kiveiga brings. When we're learning, that should make sense according to Tysus. According to the Rambam, an Uber should be the same nafkamina as a trefa. Because a trefa is a nefesh, that's not a full nefesh, not high enough to kill a baby. And an Uber should be exactly the same thing. Shouldn't the Uber be exactly the same thing? It's not a nefesh gomor, so it'll be exactly the same thing here. With the Lahargai, right? You are allowed to kill an Uber because they're in nefesh. The Rambam, what's the Rambam going to do? What's the Rambam going to do? The Rambam, the Chayla, has a problem with the ratio of the Mishnah. How can you allow to kill an Uber? But is this a Ritzicha? This is the kingdom of Ben Nayak, it's Misa for killing over. This is their Aisha. So the type of Ritzicha. So I'll tell you what works out. What? Why shouldn't it be? If it's under the title of a Sirta, if it is. Yeah. But the Rambam holds not nefesh gomorrah is not a good enough reason, because the Rambam's mahalach would be that you don't say svaris of David Dasu would say once we have a din that we sit up as Yahar Vayavar, it's always Yahar Vayavar. So there's less than a tray. It could be what you're saying. It might be true. But let me tell you what? Could be over at less than a trade. But listen. Why don't you have the Kiveigas? The Kiveigas is the side of the Mishnayos and Amos. He doesn't bring down this whole building. He just says there's a Peladik of Rambam. The Rambam is also Sweet Sayah. Perak Allah Palacha Tes. He says Isha Makasha Lele, if a woman is in Sakana during her in labor, so you kill the baby to save the mother. Nei Shehu Kiraifa. That's Lashon HaRambam. That the reason you kill an over to save a mother is because the over has a din right. Over has a din right. Now, the major problem for the Kiveiga on the Rambam is the dispute to the Gemara. The Gemara says that an Ober is only Mishamayim the Karatfi. And you're saying that it's a right. It's a problem with the dispute to the Gemara, which we have time, we'll get into. But what's the Gea to us is that it comes out beautiful that the Rambam, the Shitasai, could not go with the Mahalach that an Uber is not a nefesh. It works out, it's like Master Kivash. This whole topic of Uber
which is a Shvari Rambam, and it's true, you have to answer the Rambam, these are Rav Chaim, a different Rav, totally different piece of Rav Chaim, we answer the Rambam from the Gemara. But however you're going to answer the Rambam, it's like beautiful that the Rambam, Lishitasai, that he holds of this Shita, that you don't say, by Lishitach, you always say Yahar Vayava, it doesn't matter if one Nefesh is worth more than the other, Lishitach is always Yahar Vayava. So the Rambam, the Shitasai, had to have a different reason for Uber. Because he talked about the Uber would be like a treifa, you'd be allowed to kill. And you wouldn't be allowed to kill the Uber, just like you're not allowed to kill a treifa. So the Rambam had to come up with a reason that the Rambam holds the Uber is a right. I think Gemara says it's not, so it's a reason. But the point is that it fits in nice, the Shitasayu fits in very beautifully. Fits in very nicely. So we have our fifth Nafkamina in this Machlokes. Now, what? The Allah is the same, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Ober, B'nei Imay Na'akil, the Rambam doesn't argue, it's a Mishnah. The question is the explanation. Tosfos will go with the explanation, as Rabbi Kivega brings, that's not a Nefesh. So Tosfos Shita, those who go with Tosfos Shita, it's very good, not a Nefesh, like a trade. The Rambam couldn't go with that Mahal. Excuse me? How does the Rambam make a distinction between the Rashi and the Sefer? So that is a legitimate question. It's not for now, maybe. We'll still think how deep to get into the whole thing. I mean, the follow-up problem is, what's the difference between the Rashi and the Sefer, which Rav Chaim has a piece to answer? And maybe we have time, we'll get to it. But I'd like to collect for today, at least, that so many of the Kudus Misugia are totally in this one issue. My chos is the Dhamma Didat Sumik Sefer. Is that a svara you work with, and you can find exceptions, and then we'll have already five exceptions now, and it's not that we could say yes, it is so much say, that's all these five, pretty much what the five things come down to, and the Rambam she says no, it's a life work, we all make it look good. What? Everyone agrees it's mutter. The question is why? Tosfos says ain't a nefesh. Kivega by Shram the Rambam. But the Rambam is So the question is why you're right. What's as far as the you're right.
Only
the rest of the people have very difficult. Okay. The Reb Chaim, in the Reb Chaim HaWashas, the new prince, it's like Shin Gimel. In the Reb Chaim, you'll have some time afterwards. Reb Chaim has it's not a long piece, but I think you have to read it a couple of times to get clear. It's too deep to write it, they're based on what?
When
when he's partially born, it's two people fighting. So do you look at the baby as a right-if to the mother or not?
No,
it's not a right-if because, just saying for medical reasons, it's not a right-if because it's not his being there which is killing the mother, it's labor which is killing the mother. But does killing the child going to save that? The wife killing the child going to save the mother if it's not the child killing the mother?
Well, that is contamination.
That's contamination, then the child is contributing to the whole thing. That's for sure. According, the Rambam holds you that it's not your fault, your righteousness, that's clear.
Isn't it that it's not a risk of that
mess,
that's the mother?
You mean it will be Yahachimai? Yeah. I'm kind of going to bring that in, although I would think logically that might be a point. And anyway, this is a fifth Nafkamina. Now, the Michas Chinuch actually schleps in, just with one word, schleps in something more. We discussed the second day of the Sugya, Tuesday, no, Monday. We spoke about the Machlokes between Taisus and the Rosh and the Ran, about Abizrayu. If Abizrayu, Abizrayu, is Yehoi Valyava. The Shita was which? The Ran held that Abizrayu is Yehoi Valyava. Which is why you validate from the tree. The Tosfos in the Rosh held that Israel is not Yard Valyava, and our tree is because of the Shaykh and whatever, Shem, the Arti Lamiti Basra. So we're in a Machlokes about Israel is Asar Amata, and there's Abizrayu Abavaydazara, Abizrayu Akilei Arayais, which we mentioned is Kipa Kedishuk. And I said, what's Abizrayu Shvichatonim? It says in the Rishayim, is Abizrayu Shvichatonim. That's a case of Abizrayu, not a full Shvichatonim, but Shvichatonim. So somebody, the thing that may be embarrassing somebody is that is right. The Miches Chinuch says, "Ab Israel, Shlichas Danim, is killing someone to save, giving up someone in the city to save the other 100 people." He calls it Ab Israel. Not a full Shlichas Danim. This person is going to die anyway. So he's going to die with 100 people. By giving him up, he's going to die, and the 100 will live. He considers that up as right. Perhaps. He doesn't say those words, but perhaps. Basically, what we're doing now is we're sticking in up as Rayu, say maybe up as Rayu, perhaps the issue of as Rayu is totally again in the Tumah Halakha. If up as Rayu, Shvichas Dam is included. If you hold that you work straight with the Svara of my Chazis, and my chazis is Svara, and it fits as far as it fits. If not, no. You work straight with the Svara of my chazis. So then Ab Israel should be mutter. If there's something that's outside of the exact rule, it should be mutter. If you hold, like the Rambam holds, that it's across the board rule that Mitzicha is always Yahar Vayahar, finished. There's nothing to do with my chazis. But then even Ab Israel would be included. It would seem to fit well. Be Taylor Ab Israel again, Taisus comes out with Shitasa. Taisus Shita was Ab Israel, was not Yahar Zayab. Right? But that would fit in the Taisus Shita that you're allowed to be Ivers, not Yahare, on all of these five things. Ab Israel is really very similar to the other, certainly it's similar to three out of the four, to these Tzicha, Sheva, Tasa, Trekan over, Yach Mishurah, all four. They're Ab Israel Shvichas Damim. They're not the full Shvichas Damim. It's something a little less. So again, it would seem to come out to be a Sisna Afkamina between the Shittas. Is that Ab Israel is Yaharig, Vayahar, according to the Rambam. And according to Taisis, it's Yahar. Which what we're doing is we're making the Ran and the Rambam go with the same Shita. If we fit. You know, everything comes together. It's all totally in how you look at the din of Yahar
Vayahar.
What was that called? Abizrael Shechatanim. Because what is Ab Israel? He's saying it's Ab Israel in a case where you have a svara to say that it's not a real Mitzicha. So it's not a taka, not a real Mitzicha. That's included in Yahar Vayahar. The Rambam holds across the board. There are all types of Mitzicha. It doesn't matter what type. Not mamish mitzicha, because you're killing. You have to remember, you're telling me it's mamish mitzicha, and we know it's a mechayk v'shayin, and some mishen holds with l'chatzilah. It's hard to say, if someone holds with l'chatzilah, the others hold it, it's mamish mitzicha, or it's
Abizrael. You hold that
that's
to the
Abizrael.
Give me to the Abizrael, that's to the Abizrael. Well, I want you to get this.
Yes, that's Ab Israel. It's a beautifully. Everything fits in the Shittasa. It would fit in again. I said, this is. So we added three more things that Lechaira told me to Mahalan in the Sukkot. Now, there's a general issue, which is totally Svara. It's nothing to do with any of the Fersha. Makaris and Rishayim, but the Chiddush of Shmuel declares a very interesting Shaila. It's just a little hard to. Svara, you could easily see two sons, so hard to kick up one side. He says, we have one Pasik, B'chol Nashcha, B'chol Meidecha, to teach us that Yahar Vayava, in certain areas, or the Hekesh Yadnara Marasa. He's also a Pasik B'chai Bahem. Don't we learn from B'chai Bahem?
Yeah,
that you're allowed to be L'chal Shabbos or Yom Kippur, any of the other Abedis, in order to save your life. B'chai Bahem, or Yom Kippur.
So there are two psukim. Chai Ben Rosh Yomistam says that you're not all of them the Torah, not Yehar Vay Avon, and Mechom Asher, Mechom Eidecha, and Naro Murasa to tell us things that are Yehar Vay Avon. Let me ask you. Let's say the Torah would not have said the Chai Ben, and would not have said Mechom Asher, Mechom Eidecha, and not Naro Murasa. Wouldn't have said anything. The Torah would have just given us this. What would the Sfarah Yitzayin be? Sfarah Yitzayin, I mean, the logic. If this was based totally on logic, no Gzeres HaKosis. Torah said to do 613 things, whatever. Shisah Loisah says, and Shisah says, and then Hosami has a Shaira. What happens if it's the HaKosis? What would you say of his Sfarah?
That
way
you
shouldn't be killed,
or you shouldn't be killed.
No, you
shouldn't be killed.
That way
you
just can't be out of being able
to
be in the house. The person won't be mechayiv at any moment. Okay. He's not going to be mechayiv. He's not going to be either.
Okay,
somebody comes over to someone and he says, eat the veva, I'll kill you. Why would the svar of you? He says, be by all and ever, I'll kill you. Why would the svar of you? Svar of you to get killed. Svar of you not to be killed. So honest is published in English, but does that mean that you should do it? Hatzela? That a mitzvah? The question of Neinayach Yar Vayava is telling the Chakir to.
I don't know if it's a suicide, but
So, you can't see it's like a suicide, it's a suicide. Someone's going to kill him.
Right.
So, say you shouldn't give his eye. Shaggy gets us a small part, maybe you make the car of the night. But, you mean Ibis? Ibis is fucking up. Therefore, is that a stretch to say that if an Ibis doesn't get punished, it means that Hatzilla is supposed to do the Avera rather than be killed? Yeah, well, but you see, I think it's a svara that an einis who does the aveira is not as common as a neizer or a shaydi. That certainly everyone agrees that's a svara once he did it. But did that help what he should do with a tilma? The answer to is an einis. Alright, so the other one with an einis. The question is he allowed to do it? He has to shaydi. What do we tell him? You see, the problem is if you say that the Svarach Yitzayna is he should live, so what do I need the Chayvah for? Svarach Yitzayna, what do I need the Chayvah for? Again, you might think. Your logic would be to the house to the mitzvahs.
Somebody's logic doesn't always overrule. Somebody's logic might be you need the chayav. You can't pass it from logic.
What do you say to the Torah? We do pass it from logic. If the Torah is megala to us, we go by that. If whatever the Torah is not megala is whatever the Torah is not megala. So I do off his fire. Is that what we do? Whatever we have a delay in the Torah, we do off his fire. The question is, which way would this fire Chitzayna be? Is everybody here for living? Very few people for dying, no? See, if it what?
Dying.
Why?
Because it just has to be mitzvah. It doesn't say anywhere you shouldn't do it, so there's no reason that you shouldn't do it. So that's wrong.
I said, that's the reason, do I think?
I mean, they'll be killed and dying on Kiddush Hashem if that's
true.
Right?
The bottom line is that it's a machlokes rishayim. Taisus in Sanhedrin says, Beferish, why do I need the chai b'hem? Because I would think to learn it out of b'chol nafshkola. And I think b'chol nafshkola applies to Arakuva. That's what I would have thought. That b'chol nafshkola applies to Arakuva. But chai b'hem is b'fuki that. So Shmuel says that Taisus shita is which way? That the svara is the lip. Taisus says, I don't need the chai b'hem except because b'chol nafshkola, that's why I need the chai b'hem. Taisus shita is that the svara is lip. That's Taisa Shita. He says, Rashi in our sugya seems to hold the svara is to die. Rashi, my father's. The Torah taught us a heter because of the chiba of a Jewish life, but it didn't do it only by the 610, not by these three. Not by Yibitzicha. So, Rashi's lashon. Rashi, middle of Rashi, my chazes. That the Torah is not to you to push all the other 610 mitzvahs because of Chivas Nashi Shal Yisrael. Oh, which doesn't apply to Mitzvah where a nephew is going to die anyway.
So the thing that really you should
have
to
say
yourself, you
do not have
to
have any the Sparach Yitzrayna is that a person has to give out the Torah says don't do it, you can never do it. So a person has to give out his life. So it says, Bechai Bohem to tell you, Chibas Nafshei Shel Yisrael by the mitzvah. And then I need Bechol Nafshecha to exclude. So Bechai Bohem to exclude the Bechol Nafshecha.
The question
is which one comes first? Rashi holds that Bechai Bohem comes first, and Bechol Nafshecha comes to take out of Bechai Bohem. Taisa Shita is that the Chol Nafshecha tells you you have to give your life. I would think everything says the Chai Bohem. So there's a machlokes here between Rashi and Taisus, and what is the Svarach Yitzrayim? Rashi chooses life, and Taisus chooses death. Funny way to phrase it, but what the Svarach Yitzrayim is. Rashi chooses death, and Taisus
chooses life. Taisus has no reality.
That's why I need a pasuk.
The Chai
Bohem
takes out all
610
and all
the Chai Bohem teaches you that the Chai Bohem just says you're allowed to live in the whole time. I would think it means 613.
The Chol Nafshecha says that you're allowed to die in all 613 and Chai Bohem
takes out all 610. The Chol Nafshecha just takes out all the Zara.
The Taisus says the Chol Nafshecha was first.
Taisus says the Chol Nafshecha. I would think the Chol Nafshecha applies across the board. The Chol Nafshecha is referring to all the Zara. I would think, because I haven't seen it. You find it here, it should be a false Arakuba. Well, in the case of Rabbi Desire for Chol Nafshecha, in the case of Gibeah Raya, in the case of Shechet Dabas, the Svara, and the three of the Gemara, I'm saying B'chol Nafshecha, the kids are about all three. It's a good question, and we'll get back to it. Okay? Let's just think right again. Rashi chose which Mahalach. Svara is to die, and Chai Bohem tells you to live. And then my chazis says that the Chai Bohem doesn't apply. That's the way it's working, right? That's the way it's working with Rashi.
Rashi will let the
Rambam figure out why. You're right, but it's very geschmack if you follow it through.
Tyson's held, my cause is, and that's it. Tyson's very good. Rashi says like this, three steps. First, Svarach Yitzayda is, you have to give your life. You have to give your life for anything in the Torah. Second step, B'chayra, live. Then the third step, my cause. What does my cause say? Says that when it says B'chayra, it does not apply to Leitzer. B'chayra does not apply to Leitzer. That means, like Rashi, you go back to the original Svarach. If it doesn't say B'chai B'hem by Leitzer Yitzchak. So now you go back to the original Svara. What was the original Svara? That for every mitzvah, you should die. You know the way it works? You go back to the original Svara, as if it didn't say B'chai B'hem, which is that you die. Now, if that's true, by Rashi, then once you have my Chazis or B'chol Asher, you go back to the original Svara, isn't it Pashit now? Let's say of his rayus, that you have to give your life even if it's a case of a lot. Yeah? Because we're saying now that you go back to the original svara, which is that a person has to give his life. The chayban does not apply in these three places. But they're killing the treif. Killing the treif is like seretzah. Not a different aveira. Because you don't get nisa. Right? Because it's not nefesh takas nefesh, not equal to fashas. But still like seretzah. Now think for a minute. If you hold that my chazis just cancels out the chai b'hem, which is right the way we're learning Rashi Shita, then it ends up that you go back to the original svara to tell you that the person has to give his life. That the person has to give his life. The way it works out, yes,
sketch it simply. According to Rashi, which we're going to suggest to Rabbi Shita, and you have to tell you. According to Rashi, you start with the Svara, which is not going to kill. And then the second step is to set the Chayvahem. And the third step is that it says, my cousin is the Bechon and Shabbat. Right? According to Tarsus, it's the other way around. According to Tarsus, the Svara says from the end. And then comes the Kol Nashuka Mechazis. And then the Chayyahem refers to the other 610 years. Once you finish the Sugya, according to Rashi, it says, look how Mishnaka comes out. According to, if I ask you, why, by the Dizavik, in the Lezish of Hasdamina, why should a person learn Saltikya? According to Rashi, why? Because it's a story you should let yourself be killed. I said B'chayim doesn't apply. The bottom line, why did the person get killed? Because it's a story. It's a story that the Hashem said something, you have to do it, even give your life for it. In the Maskana, according to Rashi Shita, this is what remains in the Maskana. Why you get Nisa? Because B'chayim doesn't only need it because of B'chayim. If you wouldn't say B'chayim, I wouldn't need this. Or it just goes with the original svara. According to Tyson, this is the opposite. Why do you get stuff killed? Literally, as far as the land. The only thing you get stuff killed is because of this. So now, we go back to the whole Rambam Shita. The whole Rambam Shita was that a person, that it's just a good idea, it's your idea. Even if it's 101 people, you know, or one person, still, you don't kill. So the Ramach asked, why do you need my chazis? So the what do you think the Mishnah said? He said, my chazis is lot after. You have to give yourself up for killing no matter what. The Pashto says, the Tamatsuma. My chazis is lot after, you have to give yourself killing no matter what. So what do you mean? The Gemara says, my chazis. The Gemara says, my chazis. How can the Rambam say it's lot after? Cricket is beautiful. So I need my chazis to kick out the Machaibahem. To tell you, the Machaibahem. What are you going to do? So I need my B'chai then. Why does the person give himself the Misa? That was the original Svara. That was the original Svara consignor. That person gives himself up to Misa. So it includes all cases of my Seretzah. All the 5 or 6 cases of my Seretzah are all included. It comes out that going through the study from beginning to end, we have these two Mahalchim in my Chazis, which
which pretty much go through the Torah and give two ways of learning up everything. Yeah. So that's why Rashi is not. Rashi says that the definition of a Chai Bahem is the Dechiv at Nashi Shal Yisrael. When there's no cheshbon of chivas nafshe shel Yisrael, that's not a clue of a chayda. Rashi says it clearly. It's not that we're stepping into Rashi. Rashi clearly goes out of his way to explain with an unusual, uncharacteristic arichus that a chayda is only the chivas nafshe shel Yisrael. When there's no cheshbon of chivas nafshe shel Yisrael, doesn't apply. I got to think this word is very good. I have referred to Klal Yisrael, doesn't refer to you or to you.
So how do you know that it necessarily
applies to Israel? Maybe
it only means when
he's mentioned, when he's mentioned. Because logically, it goes back now to the Sfarachit Sinai. All I need now is a reason to not include in the Chayvah. If it's not included in the Chayvah, the Isalai Sitzah. Let's have a trade. The Sitzah applies. Now, if we can accept that the Sitzah doesn't fall to the Chayvah, then you have a subset of Lysirza. You have a Nefesh Trefa, a Nefesh Uber. So it also should be included in the Sfarachit Sinai. It's what? The Rav Shmuel is giving you days. He doesn't go through the whole Arichus. He just presents the two ways of learning. That's right, that's the Rabban Shita. No difference in man or woman. Exactly correct. It fits it beautifully. Well, once you say it goes back to the Svara, it doesn't matter if you're a Shev al Tazakum Vasei, so you don't hold them Kagaimum. And then Achidami, that's the Rabban Shita. We don't hold them Kagaim. The whole Rabban Shita fits in very good. I can't prove it, but being that I have this Rambam Shita, it certainly fits in very nicely. It's also very logical. And my chazus is only not Fuke B'chai Bahem. Once you map it B'chai Bahem, then you should go back to the Svarim. I don't say it's Mokhrach, but I say it's understood. Rambam Shita is understood. Now, makes your point, but he says there's an answer, there's a question. By the tzicha we say my classes, right? Gilei arayos were makish to tzicha. Now, by Gilei arayos, there's no my classes. It's just a hekish. If you're right, the Shvich has done. We say just like Shvich has done him has the Svar of Mechazis, we have now a hekish of Ritzach and Aram Urata to tell us the same thing by Erva, the same thing as the Gemara says. Devin Oswald says that a hekish is Xerza Kasim. Maybe it's a Kabbalah of my Mashimasim. Right? A hekish, you're not done a hekish. From yourself. The hekesh is, you can't open up a Sefer Torah and find two similar words to make a hekesh. It could be a lot of Kabbalah to make a hekesh of Na'am Rasa from a Tzicha. So the Tzicha is Mechazis, and we have a Kabbalah to learn it to Na'am Rasa. The Mechazis doesn't apply, but we learn it to be there anyway, because we have a hekesh. Right? So the Evan Ozul says that the reason the Rambam went with his Mahalach, that was my chazis, we say a light plug, is since the Torah was megalatos, this hekish, that with tzicha is the same as Na'ar Amarasa, and by Na'ar Amarasa, there was no svar on my chazis. It's Yar Vayavra, in all cases, light plug. So with tzicha has to be the same. Because we know with tzicha from Na'ar Amarasa, and Amarasa from with tzicha. So that they would have to both be the same, and there's a light plug. Just like by Na'ar, by Erva, which we learn out of the tzicha, is a light plug. Same thing about tzicha, is a light plug. Which he says to explain the Rambam Shita that the moment there's a light plug, they like tzicha. Huh? This is one paragraph, 7 hours, one paragraph, so yeah. As I said, these shaylos are very great shaylos. God worked out today well that shiur is early because I don't really have much to prepare, but I want to give you something to do. So let me present to you a shaila, and you'll have the rest of first seder to try to pursue or come to a maskana. This is an actual shaila, which is in the tshuva sefer. I have copies of the tshuva on my shtender downstairs. Shaila is by a hospital that has a some type of a respirator that helps a person breathe. A person can't breathe on his own strength, could breathe with the aid of this respirator. But the hospital only has one respirator. Now, a respirator is used for two types of chayim. It's used for someone who's terminally ill. This is a cancer patient. Sirtav in Ivrit is cancer. A cancer patient, the man's dying. Just normally he would die today. They put him on a respirator, he lives another week. But he has no hope of refuah, he's never going to recover. So the respirator could be used for him. Or, sometimes people have a heart attack, and they put them on a respirator, and it helps them through, and then they recover. Or people have a bad case of pneumonia, and their lungs stop functioning. So they put them on a respirator, and they give them antibiotics, and then they recover. The key words is that the first type, if somebody's dying, he's terminally ill, that's called chayeshah. Chayeshah means with the help of the respirator, he'll live chayeshah, with a temporary life. The second case, the person who has pneumonia or has a heart attack, to him we call that chayeh olam. He has the potential to have regular, full-fledged life. No one knows how long they'll live, but it means there's a potential for chayyot. So, you have three shaylos. Shaila number one, I'll give it to you in the order that it's printed there. If you have somebody, a cancer patient, who's already on the respirator, he's going to die anyway, just now he's going to die later. And they bring into the hospital somebody who has a heart attack. With him, with the respirator, you could give him chayeyot. So the first shaila is it mutter to disconnect the cancer patient from the respirator and attach it to the chayeyot patient in order to give him a longer period of life? What would you say? Okay. That's the first shaila. Yeah, your mamish, you can see your mamish killing you. You're removing the machine. That's the first shot. Well, in the case of giving up the tray, so you're giving them all to the guy. We'll say the Rambam, there's no difference, right? Second shaila is, if they come in together, are you allowed to choose one over the other? They both go into the hospital at the same time. And that seems to be pshita, that you choose the chaye olam over the chaye nefesh. Of the Chayeshah. The third question with this question is the hospital in Timtalayim that you're not allowed to remove a cancer patient from a respirator once he's on the respirator, which I think is the law in the United States, at least in New York State. And once someone's on a respirator, you can't take it off of him in order to save someone else. Is the hospital allowed to develop a protocol that they don't use these machines for cancer patients? Because if they're going to use the machine for a cancer patient, and later a chayeh patient is wheeled in, they're going to be stuck. They're not going to be allowed to take it off the cancer patient and give it to the regular patient. But since we all agree it's better to save chayeh olam than chayeh shah, so maybe the hospital should develop a protocol that if a cancer patient comes in, even if there's no chayeh olam patient right now, we're not going to put this patient on the respirator because it's ultimately going to cause problems for someone else. You follow the question? Follow? Is it right for the hospital to tell them, if they have somebody dying in front of them, they can save his life, but they're not going to do it because they want to save the machine for a sausage because somebody else is going to come later. What? a subject for TV day back. Is that true? That's a shot. Push it to you, you don't do it? Well, I'll ask you another question. It is by God, but I'll ask you another shot. Let's see, I have a man who has my label, a very serious illness. And he needs open heart surgery. So if you don't do open heart surgery, you can live for 2 weeks. And you can still live for another 2 weeks. And 2 weeks he'll die. Plus he'll stop eating. So, but his choice is he has to go for surgery today. He goes to surgery today, it's esophic. He might die in the surgery. Or he might have chayei olam. So what do you tell me? What to do? Somebody has only chayei shah. He has a heart condition. The doctor said he's not going to live more than 2 weeks. But if he goes to surgery today, so he has a 50-50 chance he's going to die in the surgery. Or they'll be able to repair the heart, they'll be able to live long term. Does the person go to surgery? Allah says yes. What does that mean? I'm choosing safi chayei olam over chayei shah. What you just said is not logical. What's the answer? It's not a question, because I'm asking about the same person. He's giving up his own chayei shah for a safi chayei olam. In this tshuva, the shayla is, could the doctor give up Ruben's chayei shah for a suffix if there'll be a shimon who'll get a chayei olam? It's different. What? Maybe it's the same thing. That's the shayla. Let me give you the last part. The from doctor asks if the hospital has such a protocol. Let's say the hospital has a protocol that you don't attach to the machine. But halacha doesn't allow it. It's the doctor mechuyev to violate the protocol of the hospital. It's always the doctor's problem. You know, it was a job, it was his whole career. But it's shayla and zicha, no choice. But this is all part of it. Tshuva is a tshuva for a shtarbuch. The tshuva is found is topped off in Ches. As I said, there are about 10 copies of the 2 pages of the tshuva downstairs. He goes into the Mechas Chinuch of Treifa and the Ubrit, and I think you'll find it very dishmarried. Tomorrow, either we'll do we dally over on this sugya, or we'll